iSelf Token for Education, Latin Unicorns, Tropical Strategies with a Global Mindset. When we think of unicorn startups, Silicon Valley still dominates the imagination, but a new generation of billion-dollar companies is emerging strongly outside the traditional hub, especially in Latin America. These are solutions born in adverse contexts with low budgets, high bureaucracy, and economic instability, but which succeed through creativity, resilience, and strategic execution. In this article, you'll understand how Latin unicorns are growing with tropical strategies and a global vision, and what founders can learn from them. 1. The DNA of a Latin unicorn: adaptation and boldness. Latin startups aren't born in perfect environments. They're born in ecosystems still under construction, with cautious investors and less predictable user bases. The Latin unicorn is not born with privilege. It is born with urgency, Hernan Caza, founder of Kashek. And that's exactly what makes them more prepared to scale. They learn to operate with limited resources. They develop products focused on real needs, not trends. They test quickly, fail cheaply, and succeed with impact. They have a sharper sense of urgency than their American counterparts. 2. Tropical strategy: solving chaos with local innovation. Unicorns like Nubank, Rappi, Quinto Andar, Vtex, and Kavak succeeded because they looked at local problems through the lens of global innovation. Instead of copying ready-made models, they tropicalized solutions, respecting local culture and habits. Practical examples: Nubank understood the aversion to banking bureaucracy and created a 100% digital experience with simple language and agile service. Rappi leveraged the informal nature of Latin American delivery to create an on-demand service ecosystem. Quinto Andar reinvented renting by eliminating guarantors and using technology to reduce friction between tenants and landlords. Creativity is born from limitation, and Brazil is a laboratory of limitations, David Vélez, founder of Nubank. Third, global mindset, from the MVP. What sets Latin unicorns apart is that, even while operating in local markets, they think globally from day one. They plan scalable products with expansion-ready architecture from the MVP. They build strong brands that can adapt to other countries. They create multilingual versions, even if they only operate in Portuguese or Spanish. They equip their teams with global tools and methodologies before they even have structure. You can be born in Brazil, but your product doesn't need an accent. Romero Rodriguez, ex-Buscapé. 4. What founders can learn from Latin unicorns. If you're starting a business now, especially in Latin America, here's what you can take from their stories. A. Start in chaos, but think clearly. Your environment might be unstable, but your vision must not be. B. Solve real problems with radical simplicity. Avoid overbuilding. The Latin customer's pain is urgent and needs direct solutions. C. Have an expansion plan, even if you don't have customers yet. Think like a platform from day one, not just a local product. D. Master what you have. Many of these unicorns started without external investment. They turned scarcity into creativity. E. Build community before hype. Rappi became a necessity before it became a trend. Value greater than visibility. Conclusion: the future of unicorns speaks Portuguese and Spanish. Silicon Valley is still a reference, but no longer a monopoly. The world is now looking at Latin America with new eyes. And the next generation of unicorns will be built by founders who understand their roots but dream on a global scale. You don't need to leave your city to think globally. You just need to solve better what no one else is solving, with soul, strategy, and boldness. Learn more about innovation equity tokenization, and startup investing by visiting iselftoken.net.